More is you and Magic's Indulgence podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are. With More Than, the insurer that does more.
London's Magic 105.4, it is Indulgence. It is the show, you're laughing at me already. It is the show where we invite the celebrity guest to indulge in some of their favourite music. And this week, it's a guest that I've had the pleasure of interviewing before. He's done some fantastic music and he's also performed at one of our Indulgence events. Lionel Richie.
Oh my God, I just listen to your voice all day
night
long. You understand me? Okay, now I promise you I wouldn't say talk a whole lot. Okay, I'm not going to talk a whole lot.
I want you to talk.
But I just want to tell you, you look fabulous. I'm glad to be back with you. And
It's lovely to be in the studio
amazing.
With you again. Now look, let's get going. We're going to start with one of your favorite songs. You've chosen Elton John and your song. Why have you gone with this one first?
Well, back in the day when I was actually a college student, you know,
and were you playing tennis at this time?
Can you imagine? Just
yes, I can.
Yes, okay. But just remember, in the middle of the civil rights movement, here I am walking across campus with my all whites on and going to the tennis court. It was just an odd looking scene. But one of the things that I loved was I loved this song by Elton John.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a songwriter. How about that? And this song was just the song that I kept playing over and over and over again. When I saw it, I said, this is one I have to play.
Okay, so it's got meaning and it's a message for you.
It's the message.
So let's hear your song by Elton John. This is Lionel Richie's first choice on Indulgence, London's Magic 105.4. Well, that was lovely. Lionel Richie, your song. Now, we have to choose one of your songs next before we get talking about some of the fabulous work that you've done, some of the incredible work that you are doing, and also what you're going to do. We need more than an hour.
See,
really,
in that case, we need 3 days. And I'll tell you, 3 days, one day for each of those subjects. I'll
exactly.
Tell you.
Now, I could have gone back in your back catalogue.
I know.
I am that old, but
I understand.
There are songs and there are songs.
There are 22-year-olds that do know the catalogue. I do understand that.
And there are singers and there are sangers.
Sangers. I understand.
Lionel Richie is a sanger. We're going to go with Easy.
I love it. You know, if there's a period of time when I was with the Commodores where they brought in this, actually, itinerary that basically told us for 365 days where we would be and what city around the world. And I remember writing this song called Leave Me Alone. And it basically had lines like, why would anybody put chains on me? I paid my dues to make it, you know. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I couldn't keep that title. So Easy was the one that came out of those great lines.
It was easy.
It was easy.
And let's hear it next on Indulgence with Lionel Richie. One of my favorites, so many to choose from. When we were talking about this, I won't burst into song, but I like Just to Be Close to You by The Cold.
You know, you told me this the last time we were together, and you said it again on this. But you know what it is? I should just have my head examined. Lionel, she wants to hear Just to Be Close to You. Why are you playing Easy? But you know what it is? There are so many favorite Commodore songs. There's so many songs that kind of ring in so much meaning to me and bring back so many memories. But Just to Be Close to You. Oh, and I found that material things. I mean, come on. Forget about it. And of course, when I did this new album with Akon and Tricky and Dream, these guys, that's all they wanted to hear.
Let's talk about that now. A catalog that goes back 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And you could keep going. Right. There's no doubt about that. Right. I still think there are some more songs inside of
Lionel
Richie.
I've got songs forever. I got that.
Because it's not just the old, it's not just the new, but it's what is going to be.
That's
now,
exactly.
You've done something that not a lot of artists would want to do. I think some artists maybe feel in order to keep themselves going in the industry, they have to collaborate with the now artists. I don't think you have to do this.
No.
So let me just ask.
Yeah.
Why have you gone with the Neos, the Akons, and these what I call soft rappers? Why have you decided to do that?
I was sitting there in a room. I spent about 3 years traveling around the world. And every time I would bump into one of these guys and girls, ladies, they would always say to me, you know, your music has inspired me. And I kept thinking to myself, now how in the world did my music inspire you? And I mean, these are the most unlikely people. 50 Cent, for example. Now, you think, okay, now 50 Cent, why would it inspire? I listen to your music, your songwriting ability. I'm thinking to myself, okay, here's Akon, here's Neo. So I decided one day, stop. And I was talking to L.A. Reid, who is executive producer of this album, and I said, what do you think? And he said, why don't we find out? Why don't we find out how you have inspired them? So I went to them and I said, okay, here's the situation. You're Lionel Richie now, 2009. What does he sound like?
And you made them write
material for
you.
And they wrote the song. In other words, I did not go in and put any pressure on them. Or, guys, this is the way I do it. I got out of the way and let their total ego
absorb you.
Absorb me. And I said, my job will only be one thing. I will promise you, I will sound like Lionel Richie.
Okay.
And of course, that's all they really wanted. It was like when I did Diana Ross. The beautiful part about when I did Missing You is she sounded like Diana Ross.
And could you just very, very quickly repeat that story that you told us the first time you was on Indulgence about recording Endless Love?
Oh, Endless Love is amazing.
What happened?
The disaster and the
it was, it wasn't a disaster.
It was a disaster because, well, first of all, I'd never written a duet before. And of course, they came to me the first time and they said, Lionel, we have an instrumental that you can do. Because I'm doing Kenny Rogers' album from 10 to 6,
yeah.
Commodore album from 6 to 12. I don't have any more time. So they said, well, they got me in on it and they said, we just need an instrumental. Great, I got it for you. Now, as it went on, they said, we just need one line at the beginning of it. Can you just give us the first verse? Okay, I can do the first line. Here's the first line. Lionel, we've decided that we're going to get make this a duet situation. We have Diana Ross. Who do you recommend to do the duet with her? Are you nuts? Now you got me in it now. So now I get there, and of course we do the thing, and then she turns around and she gets to the studio, and I'm all ready to sing, and she says, Lionel, I like your part better than my part. Well, that's brilliant, except there's only one problem. I can't sing her part in that key, so what you hear on the record is what I... made up on the, because remember now, it's got to go out the next day the trailer to the movie. And of course, it's now the famous Endless Love.
Wonderful. Well, I love that. The first time you told us that, I was in shock, but I loved that story.
You have no idea. I was in shock too, by the way.
We need to get another song choice, and I've got so many questions that I do need to ask you. Now, the next artist, Sheer Heaven. How do you choose... a song by this artist? First of all, tell me your memories about him, if you can, in 30 seconds. Like,
well, no, you
can't.
You
can't. You?
But all I can tell you is that this gentleman, Marvin Gaye, lived his writings. I mean, in other words, he was so amazingly genius that I don't even think he knew
how
great he was. And he would just go in, you know, no pad, no pencil, no nothing. He just sang in the mic, off the top of his head, you know. And I would watch this as a young kid, just being allowed to sit in the room with him. And it, you know, I love the day that I stopped breathing. Is when he said, "Little brother, come on in the room and sit down for a minute. I'll be finished." You mean I can get in the room? Oh my God! But you know, it's his genius. You know, I'm just so sorry he's not here today to do what I just did, which is inspire us more by collaborating with some of these other kids. You know, I would love to see him with somebody, you know, Neo, for example, just because it's so close to what he does.
Yeah.
You know, it would just be great. But he left us
too soon.
Amazing songs. And so that's why I had to choose Sexual Healing as that song.
Let's have some Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye. London's Magic 105.4, Indulgence every Sunday evening. So, so happy to have the wonderful Lionel Richie sitting in the studio with us. Now, Lionel, as I say, we don't have enough time. I could talk about your music till September.
Oh, love you.
But I do want to talk about you playing tennis. And also,
I
would have liked to have seen you playing tennis.
No,
also,
you didn't want to see that. No.
You are a graduate of economics, aren't you?
Yes. Economics major, accounting minor, so far away from the music business. Oh, my God.
But how wonderful to have something so far east and then something so far west.
It served me well in the long run.
Yeah.
Because I was able to kind of sit down and understand the business angle. There's the music business and the business of music.
Okay.
And so the music business is basically how well can you sing and do you have the songs. The business of music is, of course, did you get paid, and where's the contract, and, you know, where's the money, basically? You know, did you bank the talent is basically what I'm saying. And so it's helped me tremendously.
Okay, so let me ask you to take off your music business hat just for now. Ask you to take off the singer's hat.
The singer's hat, I understand.
The economic crisis right now. Oh, you're shaking your head. Where do we start? I know it's not a one-word answer.
No, and if you really want to have a four-hour session, you've got it. But you know what it is that it really boils down to, and at the root of the economic crisis, I consider a nation, I consider a country. Everyone must think of their country as their home. If someone walked up to you and said, can you give me $20,000? Mm. Your next answer or your next question would be, for what? Stop right there.
Okay.
When someone asks, we need to get $800 billion, your answer should be,
why?
For what? Mm. And if they say, I don't know yet. We'll kind of figure it out. Yeah, but, well. So... I think the problem starts with us.
Okay.
It's very simple. We watched a group of people spend money like water.
Yes, we did.
And we didn't ask where it was going.
And it's not just a U.S. or a UK thing.
No, it's not a U.S.
It's global.
Remember now, they said One World Alliance is what they were shooting for. And before, when Russia had a problem, it was only Russia who had the problem.
Hmm.
And now, you know, by us our having this One World Alliance, we're all in the same mess together. So I just think right now we just have to pay attention more to our family business.
Mm. So you don't see a way of globally fixing it? Is there a worldwide answer?
It's going to take 10 years. Right. It's going to take five years.
So let me ask you very quickly. I don't want to get political, but I have to at this point.
Well, as your president, I assure you.
I was going to say.
No, I'm going to.
Barack Obama.
Fabulous.
God bless him. Fabulous. But surely he needs one term to fix the foundation, and then a second term to implement.
I want everyone to give him, this is a man who inherited this problem. And what they're trying, and I hope what we don't do here is I hope we don't expect him to have the magic wand and say he'll fix it tomorrow.
Mm.
What's going to happen is this is going to have to settle first. We haven't found the bottom of this yet. I know we're trying to do a quick fix, but we're not at the end of this yet. There's going to be more fallout, more shakeup, before it gets to the point where we can start building from the bottom up. And I just hope they give him the patience and the time to ride through this.
Yeah.
They put 300 tons on his back and
yes,
said,
indeed.
Can you swim across the river? I don't know.
Yes, indeed. Now, look, it's a perfect place to stop for your next song choice. Now, I don't know which one you want to go with first, because you've chosen Faith by George Michael, and I think we need to have some
faith
in Barack Obama. Yeah. But you asked a question. You asked somebody for $800 million. Why?
The question is, why?
Why? So what do you want to go with? Annie Lennox?
I'm with Annie Lennox.
You
want to
go with Annie?
Thank you very much. Because why? I'm still asking the question. Thank you very much. Why on earth would you want to spend that much money and not told me exactly where it's going?
Let's go with why.
I love why.
Annie Lennox. Magic 105.4. Lionel, so much to talk about. What's going on, honey?
That was unbelievable.
Sit down,
that
baby.
That was just unbelievable.
We're not touching the music at all.
I haven't touched it. We had not went near it. Ask me another question.
Oh.
I am ready for you.
Why? Annie Lennox, Lionel Richie getting economical and a little bit political on me, but I'm enjoying it. This is good.
You know what it is? It's very simple. You know, every once in a while, we just have to wake up. We've been so desensitized, so lulled into our state of existence that we just have to remember that. I travel the world. I see it every day. And you can almost see the train wreck coming. But, you know, people who don't, if you don't stand on the outside sometimes, you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not being critical of everybody, because they are in the position that they can only see what they can see from their perspective. And I love it when people wake up and realize, wait a minute, this is our business. You know, that's why I was so proud of America, when they finally just kind of woke up one day and said, okay, we need a change here. You know, and it was just you know, the timing could have been a little bit better, but it's okay. You know, better sooner than okay. later. It's good.
Look, having traveled the world many, many times with your songs, meeting artists galore, conjuring up good friendships with the Jacksons and the whole Motown family, leaving the Commodores. I mean, it is a life story beyond.
I'm exhausted just on that last little part right there you just said. Oh, my God.
But it is a life story beyond.
It is.
And you're now moving into another phase of the music industry. You're putting your name to 21st century artists.
Yeah.
But you yourself, you're still a 21st century artist.
Yeah. Yeah.
So somebody, say, of 10 will remember Lionel Richie songs, 20, 30, my age, maybe a little bit older.
I love you. I so love you. Funny, we're the same age. Don't you just love that? Didn't realize we were the same age.
So how do you see your future in this industry? Do you think you'll ever put the microphone down and produce?
No. No, I think that I'm one of those guys that I had the opportunity about 20 years ago. They came to me with one of those big, fat, wonderful checks and said, here's the money. We would like you to have your own company. And I said, absolutely not, because I'm having trouble getting one Lionel Richie album together every 2 years. You know, can you imagine now they want five? Now they want eight and they want me to supervise it. The answer is, the beautiful part about it is when I get tired of being in the studio, I get to go on the road. And I like the idea of, just when I get a little tired of London, I can go to Manchester. Get a little tired of Manchester, I can go to, follow me? You just continue on with life. And then my kid's having a basketball game. I want to be able to go to that basketball game. Then I can fly back. And I mean, and there's a flexibility here. And I just think that when it comes down to politics, I can play politics on Thursday and go sing a song on Friday.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't have to sign up and be mayor. Or I don't have to sign up and be the prime minister. You know, I can be in all of it, and still, my calling card is three times a lady. My calling card is easy. My calling card is all night long. And I can go in it, play business today with any of the major business leaders of the world, and then step out of it and go back and sing another song. It's just a nice, convenient position to be in.
It's wonderful. Let's have some more music.
I love it.
And what have you chosen next? You must have a lot of this.
Well, I have too much of this. I tell you that, you know, because I do have a great deal of faith. And you know, every day that I wake up and look in that mirror and say, oh my God, there's Lionel Richie. You know, of all the faces that could be in that mirror, I am so happy to see me. I just don't know what to do in the morning. So it's one of those things that, you know, George Michael nailed it dead on the head when he said, faith. So I want to hear that right now.
Magic 105.4. Lionel, our time is nearly up. You need to come in and we need to sit down for an hour.
You know, see, that's what
more than an hour.
No, that's what scares me. See, we don't need an hour because I know what's going to happen. An hour becomes a day becomes 2 days. Then you'll have the complete Lionel Richie package all wrapped up into one after 7 days. Can you imagine that?
Yes,
look at those eyes.
Can.
Look at those eyes. They just like, calm down. We'll get to it, I assure you.
Now, you're going to be performing very soon in London. Is it April at the O2?
Yes, yeah, O2. Yeah. And it's going to be for 2 days. It's going to be fabulous.
Of course it's going to be fabulous.
I've never been to the O2. I'm a Wembley man myself. But this is the new first time there. And I must tell you, London never ceases to, or I should say Britain. Mm. Britain never ceases to amaze me. And, you know, the crowd, they're getting younger and younger, louder and louder.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else to say. It's just fantastic.
When you are performing and the crowd is actually taking over your songs to the point whereby you don't have to sing.
I'm glad that you've noticed that, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you did the Floridita event for us,
right.
2 years ago
now.
2 years ago,
very good.
I mean, you just got the keyboard, started the intro to Easy, and you didn't have to sing a word. Now, that happens on a much larger scale.
Yeah.
That happens at festivals, that happens in arenas, and it happens worldwide.
Yeah.
What does that do for you? What kind of payoff do you feel when that happens?
There's a wonderful feeling that, because people say to me, man, aren't you tired of this? Aren't you tired? And the answer is, the secret to this business is not if I'm tired. Normally the crowd lets you off. They'll say, Lionel, you're retired now. We no longer want to sing your songs. But they keep wanting to sing the songs.
So that gives you the energy
so
to carry
I have
on.
The energy to go, really, huh? You want to hear Easy one more time? Okay. They don't want to hear Easy one more time. They want to sing Easy with me one more time, which is the compliment. That's called a live show. And so, to me, I did a little assessment. I don't like fishing.
Okay.
And I don't like too much time off. And traveling one trip around the world every 2 years sounds pretty darn good.
Mm.
Now, if I can keep that going until I'm about 149 and several grandpas later, I might be on to something.
And let's talk about being a granddad. Let's have some music first. So okay. You hold your breath.
All right.
Let's announce the next song, and then we'll talk about Nicole and the baby.
Well, then what Crazy For You is perfect, didn't it? Crazy For You.
Wonderful. Madonna's Crazy For You. Lionel Richie is my guest on Indulgence this evening. Tell me about Nicole and this grandbaby. Crazy For The Baby.
Well, I was going to say, what a perfect song. Crazy Aww. For a baby, crazy for Nicole, crazy for the family. I have to tell you something. There's a great saying that, you know, you're only as happy as your saddest child. And
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I use that as my mantra because, you know, I always try to see, you know, when someone says, you know, Lionel, how do you really feel? Well, as long as Nicole was going through her crisis, I'm not happy. Even though I'm doing that. But all of a sudden, she became...
She came out of it.
She found herself, yeah. And she found love with Joel, and she found...
Can I touch on that?
Yeah, please.
Did you feel slightly responsible as her father when she was going down the road that was not favorable?
No. And let me make that perfectly clear. I know what I went through, and I know what my father and mother thought when I was growing up, and... These are my decisions, you know. Everyone's going to take their road. We keep thinking that we're responsible. No. Our job is to supply them with love and a structure. Now, you know and I know that somewhere around 12, 13 to 19.
Oh, boy.
There's a thing called teenage and rebellion. And, you know, Mom, can you drop me off around the corner? Don't take me to the front door. Now, I don't care if you're Lionel Richie. My son would go, yo, Dad, can you just kind of don't walk into school with me? Just kind of, yeah, but that's normal. That's not, now, in that rebellion, it depends on how far you go left or right. And so I know families that were there, the mom and dad were there every single day.
But the child still
peanut
took.
Butter, jelly yeah. sandwiches, you know, you name it, studied. Triple A's in school, model child, model family. Same story as Nicole.
Still took the different road.
It's the same different. So I always say, you're going to experience your own thing. It's the job of the parent to stand still. So at least they know where the center point is again. And so it was my job to be very clear with her. You are doing this to yourself. No one else is doing this. Just like whatever Lionel Richie has on his plate, I created that. That's my creation. And then I have to now live with that.
Mm.
So I said, no, whatever Nicole's going to be, that's what she is going to create for herself.
Okay.
And she did a fabulous job of landing back on her feet.
Yes, she has. Looking good. Motherhood suits her.
And
granddaddy
suits
you.
Grandpa looks good holding the baby, and the baby wets the diaper, and I hand the baby back to the parents. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Lionel, the new album, Just Go Now. We're looking forward to having you here in London. Now, what is the song we're going to hear from the album? Is it Forever and a Day?
Are you going to play Forever and a Day?
Can we hear Forever and a Day?
Oh, I love that. I didn't know you had that.
Hey, baby.
Oh, excuse. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Quick story, quick synopsis behind the song, quickly, if you can.
Oh, Forever and a Day. Oh, I love it. First of all, Tricky Dream and Kook. Well, Dream wrote the song. Tricky did the producing of it. And all I can tell you is that clever lyrics, you know, it's forever and a day. In other words, this guy has spent his entire lifetime trying to hold on to this. And it's just the ultimate statement, you know, of trying to hold on to a fabulous relationship. And I just love the way he uses his wordsmith. He's just a work.
He's crafted the lyrics.
I couldn't have said it better. That's what I was trying to
you
say.
You like that?
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's hear Forever in a Day. Lionel? As usual, it has been wonderful talking to you. And, you know, we didn't get into as much of the music as I wanted to, but we got into Lionel Richie, the man.
We covered things that even I didn't remember. I mean, and I must tell you, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure. You've kind of, I forgot, we recorded this. I thought this was The Visit before. No, that's what it always seems like. It seems like we did a visit and I never really got to the interview. It's really a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to Magic Indulgence with More Than, indulging you with its personal customer manager service. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.